Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is the PT Pinecast. And we're on the road, live from Miami. We packed the cooler full of beer and took the show on the road. We talk PT, drink beers, and record it. This is the PT Pinecast, recorded live from the National Student Conclave in Miami, Florida. Proudly supported by the American Physical Therapy Association. With your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Our next guest feels that the practice of physical therapy should be more about patient care and less about the constant battle with the insurance companies. His passion is to assist private practice owners in finding that freedom and making decisions that will give them the freedom of time they desire. He uses this mix of physical therapy knowledge and business leadership training to reach new goals with his coaching clients, department managers, and staff. He's got his DPT from USC in 02 and OCS in 05. He's also a certified ATC and CSCS. He's been appointed on the APTA Orthopedic Specialty Council. On the PT Pinecast right now, Dr. Robert Snow. Dr. Snow, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Glad to be here.
It's a long conference. It feels like a triathlon. 3 days in a row for National Student Conclave. You can see the students are now starting to drag a little bit, but they're up early.
They're moving. It's actually, I see some smiles on some faces in the elevators this morning, so I think they're probably getting the content that they're looking for.
Once you get in the elevator, that's like 90% of the battle on the third day of any conference.
Yeah, you gotta drag yourself out of your room. You gotta get rolling, you know, and then it's time to get at it again.
In your intro, you're talking about helping private practice owners do the thing they wanna do. We didn't go to PT school to argue with insurance companies. Nobody wants to, but I guess it's part of the game. But what can we do to help those private practice owners do what they want to do, which is help patients?
It's a great question. It's a longer question. I mean, a lot of us got in because we want to help.
Right.
And our problem really is, I say our problem as PTs is we want to help people. We want to do it for free. We really don't want to get involved in the payment process, because that's not really what we went to school for.
That's time and effort.
It's actually called the Peace Corps mentality. I mean, that's it. It's like, and if you had to ask me my ideal job, it's down in Costa Rica just treating who comes through the door, and I don't have to chart or worry about it, right? But because I just want people to get better. But unfortunately, we got student loans. Unfortunately, we got to pay staff, right? Or you got to pay yourself, and that's the whole crux of the thing. And so for me, it's just there's a business of physical therapy, and people sometimes just need to understand that, A, you have a business, and B, you're practicing the art of physical therapy, and those two can meet in the middle.
Right. Patients or clients? Sometimes we get tripped up on this verbiage.
Well, so a patient is somebody who's referred to you in your clinical setting.
Okay.
A client would be somebody who you would see outside of that classical PT. So if I am teaching yoga, then they're not a patient, they're a client. If I'm doing personal training, they're a client. Now, I have clients in my consulting business, right, that aren't patients.
Okay. Is owning a private practice getting easier? Is it getting harder? Is it on the horizon? Is it going to be more beneficial? Is it going to be something these students, because we're at Student Conclave and trying to look at everything from the student perspective, is it something that these students, who a lot of them actually went to the private practice section meeting, even as students when we don't have a nickel to our name, are making sure we go to that because they want to get involved? Is there something on the horizon for them to get to?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think it's interesting, and we're actually giving a lecture later today just on that topic, how to start a private practice. I'd be scared in some environments, especially with the larger companies that are out there that you're competing against. You know, and I just got back from Inc. Magazine 5000 conference. One of the things that I got from that was a quote, and he said, provide the best value for the dollar and you'll have more customers than you know what to do with. And I think that's the message, right? And we do that great as PTs. We put our hands on people. We listen to them cry. We're working through the psychology of the situation, right? We're doing all those types of things. And I think if you're really good at that, people will be drawn to you. It just is your brand. You know, treat people better than the next guy. And you're never going to run out of patients.
Yeah.
You're never going to run out of clients. And you're always going to be successful as long as you remember that there's a trade-off. It's a time for money. And you have to value your expertise.
Yeah.
You really do.
One of the first interviews we did when we got here at National Student Conclave, we got some students on the show. Joe from Columbia University wound up as a second-year student with another classmate getting an elective put into his program at Columbia University about private practice. Is there enough of that in DPT education properly educate students if they want to get into private practice? Because it's a small amount of students, small percentage, but it's important.
Right. I mean, I almost say that it's like, you know, unfortunately, schools are, they're bound to their charter, which is teach to the test.
Right, right.
And there's no private practice questions in the test, right? So when they're limited resources, you know, for the number of units and all those types of things, I think elective is an excellent idea. I don't think there's enough of it. We're hearing more and more students that are having a, you know, a build a business or, you know, design a business plan, at least one class or one elective that's kind of geared towards that. We'd love to see that. And there's plenty of PTs who will volunteer to go and teach in these schools because they understand that the business knowledge that they receive is not from their PT program. It's from ancillary resources. And some of those, unfortunately, are quite expensive. And that's really my mission. I just don't think you need to spend $40,000. I think there's a way to get it done.
So you actually are working with or employing one of my former classmates, Gabby Dobbs.
Yeah,
so
Gabby's awesome.
Name dropper. So what do you look for in a student, because this is your business. If you're a private practice owner, you got to take the time and care, maybe more time than a larger corporation or hospital system would, on picking the right person. So what do you look for in a student, especially fresh out of school, to hire someone for your business? Because they're going to represent you.
I love that question because it's really important, and I know that, you know, the people that are listening are going to ask themselves the same question. It's hard when you're just cold calling a physical therapy company. I got two resumes in my email box this morning. Sometimes it's who you know, and that's part of the deal. Really leverage your network is probably the best answer. If you can leverage your network, sometimes you can get things done. I had a guy from Milwaukee call me and said, "Hey, I just heard one of my residents was applying at your clinic," and the resident went from middle of my list to top of my list because now I have somebody that I know. So PT is a really small world. We don't think that it is.
It's real
but,
small.
But I know somebody who knows somebody. As evidence, you and I are talking
right
about somebody that you went to school
right
with who in Virginia, and I'm in San Diego.
Yeah.
So I always know somebody who knows somebody who knows you. It's only 2 degrees when
right
it comes to that. Leverage your clinical instructors. Ask them who they know, which clinics that they were affiliated with, and get them to do a little work for you. You're working for them for free, let's be honest.
Right.
As long as they like you, you know, that's probably where it starts. It starts in your clinical rotation. Make an excellent impression. Make them want to hire you. And if they want to hire you, they'll make sure that they can do their best to get you a job.
How do you leverage that network as a student? Because, you know, I had 37 classmates, so there's my network, which is actually large because they're going to go meet people and they're going to meet people. But what's a good way or two that you can impart upon students and how to grow that network even as a student? You mentioned making sure you have good connections with your CI. I think that's terribly important because they know what you're like in the clinic. That's good information. But how else can you do that?
I remember hearing this story once, and I actually talked about this at graduation from my school. You always hear people say, like, "Oh, I went to med school with so-and-so," and we're part of this. You're part of a group of 37 people that you shared everything with,
yeah,
including your underwear.
Yeah.
Let's be honest,
yeah,
right?
Palpation
so,
lab.
Yeah, so they know you,
yeah,
top to bottom. Don't be afraid to reach out to them as well, especially if they're working.
Yeah.
Right? And ask them, just like, "Hey, you guys have a job or whatever." Your peers, most of them, want to see you succeed. It's good for the school. It's good for the profession. Sometimes people reach out to the schools, but just continue to maintain those connections. It's easier now than it ever has been with all the different social media channels that we have, either Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, whatever it is, email, you know, handwrite them a letter, I don't know, whatever you want to do, but just, you know, it's about maintaining that contact.
Yeah. I like that too because just graduating a couple months ago, I can find out when a classmate that I'm kind of close with, but we don't talk on a regular basis, got a job because of those things you just mentioned. Facebook, Twitter, of course. You get a job, you're going to share that with everybody you know, and keeping that contact, that's going to help down the line. So we ask 3 questions of all of our guests this weekend, okay? It's powered by our sponsor, Aureus Medical Group. Do some PT staffing if you're a PT student out there and looking for a job. Check out Aureus Medical. First, you're in Southern California, but if you were going to move and go practice PT somewhere else in the 50 U.S., where would you want to set up shop?
I guess Costa Rica is not anywhere in the U.S.
Yeah, but we did a 2-week rotation. I'm sure Gabby told you about in Costa Rica, and I would definitely go back.
So Costa Rica?
Yeah.
I think I'm intrigued by the South.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't have a really good reason for that other than...
Haven't lived there?
I haven't lived in the South, and the people are really, really nice.
Terribly nice, yeah.
And I think I like... As therapists, we try to create that environment of you're my family, and I think that already sort of exists
they
there.
They do that really well there, so. Yeah. The cool part about an assignment with a travel PT company, and a lot of students are looking into it this weekend with Aureus, is that 13 weeks. So you can be intrigued and then go, you know what? That was cool, but I'm out there. So it's like doing a clinical rotation, but you could stick around. Second question on 3 questions. What's something you're currently reading or maybe just read? It could be PT or non-PT related that you really liked.
I am currently reading a book called Predictable Success by McNown. He spoke at Inc. 5000, and it's really about where you are in the cycle of your company.
I like that. Third question. Who is someone in the field of physical therapy that we should know more about? Maybe there's somebody who's flying under the radar.
That's a really good question. Somebody who's flying under the radar. Actually, a buddy of mine named Todd Martin.
Okay, where's he out of?
Pro PT in Visalia.
Nice.
Yeah, Todd's probably a mentor of mine, a good friend of mine as well, but he understands the business of physical therapy.
Good, and that's a good person to connect with, or good types of people to connect with, someone who gets it. So every episode that we do is a pint. Before we're done with pints, we do a shot, parting shot of wisdom. If you were to be on stage here at National Student Conclave, what's one little clinical pearl, something these students can take with them onto their career as they graduate?
Understand the value of your care. We used to have an interview question, and we would say, you know, you're treating a patient for a full hour, what are you worth? And we would hear $50 and $60, and I'm just like, you know what? I mean, just take a look back at your student loans. You have to, you need to be the expert. You are the expert. You've got a lot more training than a lot of people. The research shows that we're third when it comes to musculoskeletal exam behind orthopedists, orthopedic surgeons, and orthopedic residents. We got every other general MD beat when it comes to musculoskeletal knowledge. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, value yourself. I like that right there. Dr. Robert Snow, appreciate you dropping by the PT Pinecast. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Working at his orbicularis oris until failure. Jimmy McKay on the PT Pinecast.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's AURUSmedical.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.